shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is 7:05 here on the 18th of September. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. You know what? They are there, and they are there to make sure that you're healthy and well. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Jared, who is doing the very minimum to keep me alive here.
Good morning.
Would not tie my shoe this morning. You know, it didn't come to fisticuffs. So, nah, I'm just kidding. Jared, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, you were did a great job on that Skype yesterday. When my computer dumped on itself, like it just did again. But I'm getting a new computer. It's arriving today.
All right.
So, there we are. You know, you had your chance. I've had you for 5 years. It has no battery left. It's slow. It's way slow. So it's time. Anyway, what's the weather look like, bud?
It's currently 65 degrees. Today it says we have a slight chance of showers during the day, 20%. And then we're going to have areas of smoke. We have a high today of 80, a low of 56. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high of 85, a low of 59. On Sunday it's going to be sunny with a high of 92, a low of 59. And on Monday, it's also going to be sunny, partly cloudy at night, with a high of 88 and a low of 58.
What's the rest of the week? Do you have the rest of the week sitting there? It's supposed to be getting cooler next week.
It goes to Tuesday, yeah. Okay. Which is going to be sunny with a high of 87.
Well, let me tell you, my friends, I'm looking out in the sky right now, and it's hazy. When you see the sun coming up, and it's red, and on the way up to, went to... what's that town that's in between Shasta and here? Unsmere.
Weed?
I went to Unsmere last night. Met some friends. The lake was hazy, and you could just kind of taste the smoking in the air later on. Anyway, we are here with Jim and Caesar.
Good morning.
Now, figure out which is Jim and which is Caesar. Okay, that was Jim. Caesar is just an adorable dog. He's a pitty, would you say?
Yeah, he's definitely a pit bull, really short-legged, big-headed guy.
Yeah, but he doesn't have like a, but his muzzle looks like it's a little bit extended. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, he's definitely a mix.
He's a mix, but I tell you what, he is just trying to lick your face off. Oh, here he comes, up in your lap. He goes, you take that mask off, you get a tongue in your mouth. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, so well, look at him, licking your arm. What a good dog this is. Now, how long have y'all had Caesar?
Oh, he's been here for about a month or so. Oh,
okay, that's not too bad.
Not too bad, yeah.
Either that, or you wipe bacon on your elbows or
that's
something.
That's the trick, yeah.
That's it, to make them love you. And he was, and I tell you what, he doesn't run up to you right away, and that's okay. I don't mind that in a bit. You know, he kind of stands there and he waits for you to call him.
That's right.
And then he's kind of cautious, but then as soon as he realizes that, hey, here's a ear scratcher here.
Exactly. Yeah, he's looking for a little bit of trust first before he starts really getting into you. But really playful dog, loves people. Once he gets to know you and knows you're trustworthy, he wants nothing more than just to hang out with you, get in your lap, all that good stuff. You know, he laid on the floor for a couple minutes while we were talking, but then he's back up in my lap again and licking my arms.
And I just called him, you know, from across the table. And sometimes when I pop underneath the table, it scares dogs. I think we had one of those last week. Yeah, sorry I did that. But he just, clicked in and here he came. But again, he's cautious, but he comes to you, and he is just he's a beautiful dog.
He really is, and really friendly.
Those eyes are just, now he's got his head laying on the, on the table here with all of our,
he thinks there's a camera in here.
There is something. He's going for it. Okay, so Give us the stats.
Well, he's about 3 or 4 years old. So far, he's done good with other dogs, done good with kids, adults, all that. He's probably looking for the kind of family that's going to be going out and doing outdoorsy things. He'll want to follow you around and do all that good stuff.
He's got energy.
He does have energy. You know, when he's off the leash and hanging out in a room with you, he's not going to bother you too much, but definitely wants to play. So, just looking for a nice, active family who's going to include him in their adventures.
So you're saying with kids, you know, so you're looking at probably a little bit older kids because he's like 60 pounds or something.
Yeah, he's probably somewhere around there.
He's muscled.
He's muscly. I don't think he's most dogs kind of have that sense when they see a small human that they back off a little bit, and I think he's probably got that. But, we do introductions with the family before we ever send a dog home. So.
Sure. Well, you know, some dogs just don't get along with kids. I mean, yep. I don't get along with kids.
Yeah.
So people introduce the kids to me, and then Linda has her hand on my shoulder just in case. But he's a brown, a tan. Would you say?
Yeah, I'd call him a tan or golden if I'm being really.
Fancy. It's kind of that golden look to him. And what's his adoption fee?
His adoption fee is $75.
Okay.
And, if you're interested in him or any other dogs, we are doing everything by appointment right now. So, give us a call at 241-1653 or shoot us an email or hit us up on Facebook to make an appointment and come down and see him.
He is really he looks like he could be a great family dog that you'd see on YouTube for doing, funny things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you ever get on YouTube and watch animal videos?
I do, but I also just go to work and watch the funny animals in person.
Well, that's true. You can do that. But there's this Labrador retriever in Colorado. His name's Cricket or something. And this dog, when the dog gets in the stuff, and he's an older dog, like he grabbed the Tostitos, and that was it. And Cricket, did you do this? And this dog, he looks so, oh my God, I've been caught. But then he kind of like, he smiles and he's showing his teeth, but it's not a snarl. It's just, his lips come up and he's like smiling. And he's got tortilla chips all over his mouth. Anyway, I don't think Caesar would be like that, but Caesar looks like the kind of, a happy dog to be a good family dog.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's having a lot of fun down here. He's, licking my ankles, jumping up, getting my little fingers. He's trying to get me engaged with him. But.
That's right. You know what? And that's cool. Okay. Hey, Jim, thanks so much for coming by every Friday and Haven Humane, what they're doing. In fact, Mark's going to be on next week, I believe. Yeah, next Tuesday.
Cool.
We can talk about all the things that are happening down there. So,
for everybody,
if you're looking for a family dog, one that you can take on the river trail, one you could probably take out in the woods with you if you're going camping, or he'd probably be a good boat dog, too.
Yeah, I think he would be.
Yeah. Okay. Haven Humane. And his name is Caesar.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center we have friends that is having, it's called a TAVR valve replacement. Well, they have to go down to UC Davis to do that. And what they do is instead of opening your chest to do the valve replacement, it comes up to a vein and it can replace the valve in your chest without opening up the chest cavity. So you can imagine how much safer this is. Well, right now, Shasta Regional has got their people training on this procedure, getting the equipment for this procedure, so you won't have to go down to UC Davis anymore after that. It's another one of those miracles of medicine you don't think about. But this is some of the things that Shasta Regional does. They brought in the Da Vinci surgical system. They get consistently high rates, really high rates from Medicaid and Medicare services, the Watson Health Institute, all of it at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. We'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight.
And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms, small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Lyft and Uber Technologies.
Times are tough. A pandemic. Historic unemployment.
So what do Sacramento politicians do? Pass a new law trying to make it illegal for rideshare and food delivery drivers to work as independent contractors.
Politicians are taking away drivers' right to work how they want, putting hundreds of thousands of drivers out of work, and threatening to shut down rideshare and delivery services.
At the worst possible time.
That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects drivers' right to work as independent contractors, saving hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers by a 4-to-1 margin.
And by the California Small Business Association and the California Peace Officers Association.
They all urge you to vote yes on 22 to save app-based jobs and services.
Welcome back. This is Carl Bott here at Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I want to apologize for us being off the air a little bit last night, but that wasn't us. That was Spectrum. When Spectrum goes, we go. Now, the AM works because the AM, you know what? That AM's worked for, I don't know, how many, 30, 40, 50 years. And it's on a regular twisted wire cable going from the studios right down to the tower. Where in today's technology, we do, you know, point-to-point shots, we do internet, we do all this stuff. And when the internet goes, we go. I'm thinking about twisting together a couple pairs of wires and taking it from here to the top of the mountain where our receiver is. The dog that was just in here, Caesar. It was just a great-looking dog, friendly, all those things. I saw a video, and I was telling Jared about it. It's just like a little 2-year-old boy. You know, they can kind of run, but then they, you know, but not well. he's in an enclosure, not a small enclosure, but he's in an enclosure. He's got like 11 or 12 golden retriever puppies with him. And he's running, and they're chasing him. He goes around, you know, he makes the kind of turn like two-year-olds do, you know, like Curly and the Three Stooges. You know, you plant your foot, and you got to make that turn. And then he trips. And then the child disappears under the puppies. They are all licking and, you know, just wanting to, you know, be with them because that's the way golden retriever puppies are. But picture this, if you will. Golden retriever puppies from hell. So that when they all leave, there's nothing but a little red wet spot. And as each one of these are being adopted, they are part of Satan's dogs. And so the things they do to the 12 families that adopt them. What do you think, Jared? You know, like the puppy, you know, they got to say maybe an elderly person starting to go down the stairs and the puppy gets in front of them and trips them as they're going down the stairs.
I feel like people would understand this better if they were with us during the break.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway. Hey, we talked about the outage, and Linda told me to mention again. We had a show Wednesday, and Mike DeQuist and I were talking about the land that was sold to a company here in town by the city council, and the reasons behind it, and what the lawsuit and all this. And we used the wrong name. Instead of saying Shasta Land Holdings, which, by the way, the company did nothing wrong. At all. They asked to buy a piece of property. And the city acquiesced and did it. And it was Shasta Land Holdings. Let me say it again, LLC. They did nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with anything they did. And the comments that were made had nothing to do with that company. It had to do with the way the city council did this. Inadvertently, one of us or both of us used the company's name of Shasta Land Trust, a totally different company that has nothing to do with this. And I talked about it yesterday. I just want to do it one more time today to ensure that people understand that Shasta Land Trust doesn't own land, first of all. They put lands for a conservation trust. It has nothing to do with Shasta Land Holdings in any way. And we're trying to get them on next week so they can explain. They've been on before several times, but what they do and how they keep land in conservation, throughout the whole length of time that the family and then their heirs and everybody can use it. So there you go. Did you see the question and answers yesterday for Mr. Biden? I was on CNN.
So I did
that.
Not.
Does that start to tell you something? CNN had 16 people in there. 13 of them were Democrats. And three were Republicans. No, that's the numbers. As opposed to when Trump was on and it was like a feeding frenzy. Nobody asked Joe a hard question. You know, let Joe look presidential. And, you know, he should be proud to be part of that Harris-Biden ticket. That's running for president this year. Other things, of course, that are going on, and you know I guess with the election, what is it like? What 47 days away or 46 days away? 40 days? Who knows?
Not soon enough.
Not soon enough. You know, people are tired. We were talking yesterday, and there were people we were having dinner with last night of different political persuasions. Not hardcore. You know, they're middle of the road Democrats. They're not. You know, they find the burnings or any of these things just horrible. It should never happen. You know, people ought to be put in jail. But they just have a different political bent on it. And so we don't discuss politics a lot. But the question I have when I see this is, are you really voting for Joe Biden? Or are you voting for Kamala Harris? And actually some people have admitted that, yeah, they understand that Biden's not going to, they don't believe Biden's going to be there for 4 years.
Well, that's who we're voting for president. If we wanted to vote for Kamala Harris, then she should have won the primary. She didn't even make it into the top. I don't think she made it into the top six. And therein lies a problem, is who do we, you know, when we vote for somebody, and you know, or you have this feeling, and even Democrats have this feeling, if you listen to polls, is that Joe's not going to be there. Joe's not going to be there for the whole 4 years. Not that he's going to die or anything like that, because you don't wish anything like that on anybody, but just that it's just going to, it's going to be too much. That what we've been seeing just gets worse and worse and worse. And so he steps down. And Kamala becomes president. And Jared's in there shaking his head no. You don't think that's going to happen, Jared? You think he can be there for the whole time?
Yes.
You really do?
I really do.
Well, you know, have you ever looked at what the presidents look like after 4 years? How it ages them, and after 8 years, if they are fortunate enough to be in there for 8 years, President Obama's hair is gray. George Bush looked like somebody had had stepped all over him. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Living the dream.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to announce that on Sunday on Jefferson State of Mind. At 9 a.m., and remember, folks, it is podcasted and archived, so you can listen to it whenever you want to. We'll be having Carlos Zapata on, and I believe his wife, Becca, is coming on with him. That'll be at 9 o'clock. And I also want to let people know that last week we had Cordy Williams on, Dr. Cordy Williams, who his group is 1776 Forever Free. In fact, part of his group is having dinner with the president this week, President Trump.
Hey, Terry, and, I have a question, Terry, because we've talked about this, but what about you went to a supervisor's question and answer period the other day?
Oh, up in.
Can you give me 3 minutes on that before we have to take a break?
Because, yes, sir, I can.
Because I know you were going and you offered to give us your take on what had happened.
It was pretty interesting. I think two of the issues that were strong, one was about the casino. Patrick Jones seems to hold the same view that Mike Diacristo does. I mean, frankly, the people who bought the land should be able to do with the land what they want. And he is not against the casino going down by the freeway. However, Mr. Morgan is adamantly against it, tremendously against it, and I found that interesting. Also, the raising of the dam, that was another issue. It was a hot-button issue up there. Patrick is for raising it, and I didn't know this, but originally when the dam was built, it was built to carry 200 more feet of structure, which is pretty interesting. At the time, it was going to cost around $1 million or $2 million, and so they said, well, that's just too much money. But, you know, in today's money, it would be incredibly crazy as far as the amount of money. Patrick, again, was for that.
Now, what we're talking about here is raising the Shasta Dam 16 feet.
18
feet. Okay, 18 feet. But
and,
the,
again,
and then
Morgan
impact,
was against that.
Yeah.
It seemed as if Mr. Morgan had a little trouble. I learned a new fact, and that is he said a supervisor's job is 365 days a week. So he does work a lot. There were a lot of things that were said. That,
we all make mistakes.
But the thing was, there was so much memory loss during it. I was a little concerned. At one point, he was told to take his mask off by Susan Wilson, who did a nice job in facilitating that. Now, some of the questions that Mr. Morgan answered, he read the answers to him. However, I was told that the questions weren't given to anybody ahead of time. By Susan, and I don't doubt anybody. It's just interesting how you can have something written down on a question and be able to read it off of something
written. I thought the other day when we talked, you said is that they offered the questions.
I was told that, the people who said that stand behind it. And also, but when we got in there, when the forum was done, I asked Mrs. Wilson about that. I said, did he get these questions ahead of time, like, the other side is claiming? And she said, oh, no, no. And I said, well, you did mention, as she did at the very beginning of the forum, that she had gotten four questions, one from each one of the supervisors. And I thought that was a little strange. I said, well, why did you get those? They're not constituents. Why would you get those questions from the supervisors? She said, well, I didn't use them. I said, okay, because she mentioned it at the very beginning that it was part of the question, okay. She was going to ask.
So it was more of the housekeeping. Okay, so at least they had a was it a debate, or was it just them answering questions?
It was them answering questions.
Okay.
It was a forum.
Okay.
We've been trying to set up Jones and Morgan in a debate. We're looking for a place. We have the moderator and everything to go, but we. We can't seem to get Steve Morgan to move off the dime. He just won't, like he said on your program the other day. I don't think he's willing to debate. And after what I heard the other night, I can understand why.
Well, I have asked Mr. Morgan. I sent him an email because he said he was going to be back on the show, and I've sent him an email and I've called him, and so far I haven't heard a response. But it's only been a couple of days. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Okay, have a great day.
You bet. Bye. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber. I can't say enough about the quality of work that Mike Huber puts into his this choice, the selection of the granite, the work ethic of his crew and Mike, because Mike's out there helping too. He's the one that designed and provided the table that we use in our studios here. And I tell you what, it would take a sledgehammer to break it, but yet you can move it because of the way he's got the steel legs on it with the with rollers. So it's really designed well, and that's just the type of work he does. That's Mike Huber in Estate Granite. Give him a call at 241 Stone, or look him up at estategranite.com. He's been doing this for 16 years. He knows what he's doing. 7:31 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Premier
your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back. What song is that?
The Warrior by Patti Smith.
Got it. All right. I like that. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And my my next guest, Brad Williams, says, "Did you have a tough night last night? You know, it's not your usual, you know." And I said, "Well, I was up late last night." Do you know that when you drive from Reading to Dunsmuir, it's just, you know, it's like, first of all, I keep forgetting how far away it is. It's like 50 miles. And, I mean, you're almost in the Mount Shasta. But then when they're working on the road and it goes from, you know, like three lanes to one lane and there's trucks on the road, it gets slow. And then on the way back, it was the same way. And then as we're driving back into town and you flip on the radio station, our radio station, which we love to listen to, it was, we're not on the air. So now we pull it into here to reset. You know, sometimes we have to reset the X-Loader that sends it up there. And it's rare, but sometimes it happens. Well, I'm calling Jared at 10:30 at night, and he said,
I'm a night owl.
Yeah, and then he calls me back and says, "Hey, Spectrum's out." So it was like midnight. It was like midnight before I got to bed.
But you made it. You're here.
I'm always here. Anyway, hey, we're here with Brad Williams, and we're going to talk about College Quest and what you do here. You have an upcoming college fair. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we do. Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
It's not the first time. And this is a great event. This and the one where you put, 6,000 first graders?
1,400 kindergartners.
1,400 kindergartners out at Simpson for a job fair.
Career fair, whatever it is. Right.
1,400. And I was just laughing that whole day because then my catchphrase became, "Where's Henry?"
Yes, I remember. I remember, for sure.
1,400 of these little devils, and you show up with 1,400 and you leave with 1,400.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. No more, no less. So, we always do a college fair for our community, for the whole North State, and typically we've held it at Simpson University, in person, of course, but you won't be surprised to know we can't do that this year. But in lieu of that, we're doing it virtually, as most people are doing everything these days. We're glad we can do that. Some communities have actually canceled their college fairs, but we've actually charged on to do it virtually, so it'll be Tuesday night from 5 p.m. until 7:30, so that's Tuesday, September 22nd, 5 p.m. to 7:30. If you go to our website, collegeoptions.org, you'll see all the details. And we've got a ton of schools that are going to be represented.
Yeah, 140 organizations registered to participate. And what this does is, if I understand this right, you've got, I mean, besides all of, you know, all types of California schools, you've got 47 out-of-state schools.
We do.
In 15 other states, trade schools, scholarship providers, financial aid presentation at 5:30 of that evening. And so what will a student and their family see on this?
So if you go to our webpage, you'll see the College Quest page, and then every organization will be listed by state. So California, we actually have 71 schools that are registered from California. And you'll see their name, and there will be an active link, a Zoom link. You click on that link, and you'll be in a Zoom room with somebody from that school, probably an admissions person who will be able to take your questions, answer anything that you that you might want to know about these schools. We got military there too. We got four branches of the military that are showing up that night. We wish it could be live because that's a whole lot more fun.
So it will work. So you get a you sign up with that one code gets you into all of them.
So they'll go into one. They'll click on let's say they click on Sac State. They talk to the rep there. They'll leave that meeting or leave that Zoom room.
Mm-hmm.
They'll click on something else.
They're
going to
be talking individually then with people.
They are.
Now, okay, say if there's 10 people wanting to talk to the Sac State guy for some reason.
Yep.
Are you just kind of like in a queue there? Or can they, okay, well, I don't want to wait this long. I'll come back. It jumps to another one.
Yeah. It'll be up to the person that's running the Sac State Zoom room, let's say. And so he may talk to all 10, or he may say, hey, we're going to hold you off for a little bit. Let me talk to Sally.
Okay.
Then I'll come back to you. Everyone's going to have a different way they do it.
Yeah, because we have Zoom classes now for concealed carry. Of course, not the shooting part of it, but everybody's in there, and we just want to ensure that everybody's understanding what's going on. People can ask questions and all these things.
Yep.
So that's the way they're going to do it. So some of them could be individuals talking to.
Yeah, it could be. In fact, there probably will. I mean, there's 140 organizations, so we just want everybody in the North State to join. I mean, from the comfort of your living room, you can be visiting how many schools that night, you know?
Can they see the kids?
If they turn the camera on,
they turn the camera on.
So yeah, they don't have to turn the camera on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can just ask questions. What's the most esoteric school you got that's involved in this? I mean, you look at Sac State, you look at University. You're going to have 8 University of California schools, 13 California State Universities, 8 California Community Colleges, the out-of-state schools, Association of Independent California College and University Schools. So would you have something like the New Mexico State UFO College?
Well,
do you have any kind of like that?
Nobody like that. We do have University of New Mexico. We have the Fashion Institute from L.A. That's going to be there.
A lot of people go to there.
Interesting.
I'm surprised there aren't things like, the Fashion Institute, that you don't have theater schools. Because there's many of those schools out there that kids go to in lieu of college.
Right. Well, we have IoT, Institute of Technology from Reading is going to be there. The trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange is going to be there. We're grateful for them to be there.
Yeah, to learn something to get you a job right away.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll be doing a financial aid presentation at 5:30 that night. So 5:30, click on the link, and we'll talk about financial aid, how to get money to go to a tech school, trade school, college, university, whatever you might want.
Okay. And, again, this is going to be September 22nd, next Tuesday, from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. When you have it in person, like you have at Simpson, is it the same amount of time?
Same amount of time. You just cruise around. It's really a drop-in, drop-out. You don't have to be there for that whole time. Same thing on Tuesday night. You've got 30 minutes. Spend 30 minutes just exploring.
Well, if I was a high school kid looking at something, high school person, maybe it's my junior year, so I'm kind of like aiming at just maybe one area. Maybe I want to go to a state. So you're able to take a look at a couple of schools in the state, but then to find out what they're looking for so that your next year in school can get you ready. I think this is just a super idea.
Absolutely. We encourage anybody, eighth grade on up, really, to join in, check it out, see what's going on.
Eighth grade up? Okay.
Yeah, why not? For the same reason.
Why not?
To get some ideas. Sure. Can I recognize our sponsors, Carl? Do we have time for that?
Oh, absolutely.
So we're grateful to be able to put this on and thankful to the McConnell Foundation, the Ford Family Foundation, Reach Higher Shasta, Golden Valley Bank, Results Radio, Sierra Pacific Foundation, and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Very, very, very grateful.
Are we on this?
I don't see you on there, but thank you.
Really? Did they give you money?
Yes, they did.
Results Radio gave you money?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. They gave you time on the radio.
They did. I'll get you on there, Carl.
Yeah, okay.
Good idea. Good point.
Radio stations and TV stations never give money.
Good point.
Never give money. What they do is we give you time.
Great point.
We give you spots. We interview you. We talk about what a great guy you are and what a great program this is. Nobody in the industry gives money.
I'm getting you on there today.
Thank you, sir. You know what? We are going to take a break, but I'm going to hold you here, Brett.
Okay.
Because
okay.
There's some other things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the 1,400 kindergartners and why that's done. And a little bit more about this, because you've got the military branches there. Now, is that like for just enlisting into the service, or is this more of into the service academies?
Well, none of the academies are there this year, unfortunately, but we do have Air Force ROTC.
Okay.
They're going to be there, and then other branches, which would be enlisting into the service.
Right. Now, I can tell you, after sitting on Congressman LaMoffa's, we were on a committee, a five-person committee, that chose the representatives from our area here to go to all the academies. That was just a pleasure to see such outstanding young men and women.
Impressive people.
And here's the thing about the academy. If this is something you think you'd like to do, you're getting $1 million education.
Unbelievable.
You are getting I think four to 6 years, something like this.
Yeah.
Depending on if you go into aviation, it's a little bit more. But you come out of there with a super education, and it's not all military history or engineering. They've branched it out to so many different things. You are that diploma you have, if you decide not to stay in the service and you decide to do something else, is golden.
It has great value.
It's golden
great
out
value.
There.
And, what a great opportunity.
Yeah. And like I said, you get paid, but you go to college. And then you get to serve our country for 4 to 6 years. And so when you get out, you're like 27, 28. And you're ready to rock.
Yeah.
Then, and a lot of the jobs you get, you're going to have hundreds of hours of experience, maybe thousands of hours of experience in that occupational specialty that other people your age aren't going to have anything close to.
Yeah. Well, the graduates are sought after as well in the industry, in industries for their leadership,
Absolutely.
For their leadership capabilities
Absolutely.
As well. Yeah.
Okay. And I just think that, but you have to prepare for it. You've got to be, and it's not enough to be just a scholar. You've got also, a scholar athlete who also is engaged in his community, his or her community. Those are all big pluses.
For sure.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Brad Williams, who just added us to his list of supporters.
Absolutely.
After I browbeat him into it. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur in their 10th year. Of business here. They are just like every other gun store in California and Oregon and Nevada is having all the firearms they used to have is a lot tougher. But he's getting shipments in every week of different types of firearms. So it's a place to go down there. The customer service there is just outstanding. Veterans get discounts. And this is where I buy guns from, Bastiani Arms. I trust that he stands behind him. And if I need some work done on some of my guns that I have already, John Bastiani is just a superb, superb gunsmith. So open Tuesday through Saturday. You can give him a call at 222-8222 or just stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Redding.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. The coronavirus has disrupted much of our normal life in Shasta County. The virus is to be taken seriously for those at risk. However, closing Shasta County has had a severe economic impact on our local businesses and families, and keeping them closed is not the answer. It's time to open Shasta County now.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort.
Details at WinRiver.com.
You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM with Carl Linda Bodlin is on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Wow, Cornerstone Community Bank is just, it's locally owned, local board of directors, locally run, and I can't say enough about Cornerstone Community Bank. They stood up when we needed them during the Paycheck Protection Program. They're there now helping people move dreams forward. They are truly a community bank that has your best interest at heart. Two locations at 1845 California Street, right down here in downtown Reading, and the other at the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Go in and talk to them or just go to online at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Brad Williams. It's 7:52 in the morning, and we were talking about the College Quest 2020. And it's going to be a virtual event, a live virtual event for North State families. Over 140 organizations are going to be there. And out-of-state colleges and universities, in-state colleges and universities, trade schools, community colleges, all of those are going to be there. And it gives you, I said, you know, somebody, a kid that's, he's a junior and he's looking at, well, this college kind of interests me. What do I, you know, what do I need to kind of focus on? And you had a real good point. Have eighth graders look at it. Have ninth graders before they start high school. And they start seeing what the colleges require. It kind of helps them in their choices of classes.
Yeah, for sure. And they can see what's out there. I mean, get them interested in what might be potentially there for them, right? So you got to have some idea of what's there to be able to have a dream and make it come true. And so if this helps for younger students, we'd love for them to be able to participate. And you can do it from your living room on Tuesday night, 5 o'clock to 7:30.
From the safety of your own living room.
That's right.
you're an educator. The closing of the schools, okay, and this has nothing to do with the College Quest. Some schools are open. Some
right.
schools are closed. We've had high school students on our show here, and every one of them said, I want to go back to school. And one of them was very, very articulate about it. I'm not getting the education at home that I would get at school. Your thoughts on that?
Well, there's no doubt that students are not getting the education that they would get in school in person in a live classroom. It's not the same online. And that's unfortunate. And this whole, of course, series of events is unfortunate. The decision making for that is really left to the districts themselves. I'm not gonna put my toe into that water, but I wish everybody could be back together, live, in person, and I know the teachers wish the same thing because they've got to teach both. Some of them have got to teach both in the classroom students and online students, and so their workload is increasing.
Well, Judy Flores
yeah.
was telling me is that they're trying and they were lining up teachers. That's all they were going to do is online teaching. I mean, now, because they're also going to have some of the kids coming back 2 days a week, and I think UPrep is every day.
They are.
They've got their kids going there every
they
day.
They are, yeah.
And that's interesting how one school can go to school, and then literally 100 yards away from them, another school only is open twice a week.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, the board members have made those decisions, and you've yeah. got a different group of people making different decisions, perhaps for different reasons, with their students. It's not easy. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
It's not easy.
And then and I know how the teachers. You know what? Our teachers up here are different than the ones in Southern California, because
yeah.
Southern California is fighting it tooth and nail. Tooth and nail, putting a lot of money into fighting them from reopening the schools. We're up here. Our teachers want to go back to school.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the interesting things those young people said was, I'm going to miss football. I'm going to miss the proms and dances, but I don't, you know, when it gets down to it, I don't care. Now, these kids that are playing sports and sports is going to be a springboard for them going into a college, university. That's tough on them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, especially the seniors.
Yeah.
You know, they were going to use this year in whatever sport or activity. Even, you know, music classes and singing are done.
Every, you know, there's curricular and co-curricular activities at schools, right? And all of them are important to the maturation process of an individual. And this year and a half, whatever it turns out to be, students are missing it. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
They need it. They need it.
They
I understand
do.
It.
They do.
Miss it.
Yeah.
So I feel bad. Feel bad for them.
And then if you're like my granddaughter who's at New Mexico State, she went down there looking forward to the college experience. All her classes are in her dorm room.
Yeah.
And
sweet.
Then there's a lot. I've talked to parents. They didn't send their kids to live on campus, but they're still going to school, but they're saving like $9,000.
Right.
Because the kids are taking the classes right here, which, frankly, Ashland could have done that. But
yeah.
She also is getting where she's living in a dorm, and she's in a nursing program. She's got like 20 other young ladies that are in the nursing program. So she's getting that type of the
yeah.
experience.
Yeah. Everybody yeah. makes their own decision in that regard.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's tough.
It's tough.
This is not a, you know, it's not an easy time being a parent right now or a student
yeah.
in our school system.
No. Or a teacher. Yeah.
Or a teacher. But next Tuesday, you can get an eyeful and a ton of information online. And tell them how again.
Between 5 o'clock and 7:30, it's kind of a drop-in. Come in whenever you want. Stay as long as you want. Visit as many schools as you want. 5 o'clock until 7:30 p.m. I'll be doing a financial aid presentation at 5:30. collegeoptions.org, collegeoptions.org. You'll see that little link.
Yeah, this is a Zoomer.
It's going to be Zoom. You're going to be Zooming everywhere. You're going to be zooming into a room, zooming out of a room, zooming into a room.
And you can go to any of these universities, and get information from them. It'd probably be quicker. You probably get your name down on a mailing list if that's what you want. The parents and the students can sit there and they can both ask questions.
Absolutely, absolutely. And grandparents as well if they want to. So we encourage everyone to join. It's great. All these colleges and universities are having people that are taking time from their schedules to be dedicated just to the North State for this 2.5 hours on Tuesday night, September 22nd. So we're very, very grateful to them and hoping that our community will take advantage of it.
Well, you know what? If you have so many people attend the you know, your regular walk-in, and then you've doubled the number with this, it may be you could reach in twice as many people.
If we do, that would be great. I sure would like to go back to in-person next year.
Of course. You know, there's nothing takes the place of that.
Absolutely.
Okay, Brad Williams, thank you so much for what you do for our community, and thanks for being with us today.
Carl, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, House of Realty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Early voting underway in Minnesota, and that's where both the presidential campaigns are focusing their attention today. President Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden will both be campaigning in the state later in the day. And sounding a law and order theme, President Trump at a campaign rally in central Wisconsin last evening, the president blasting Democrat Joe Biden's plan to hike taxes and
ban American energy, confiscate your guns, which is what they want to do, shut down the economy, destroy the suburbs. You know, they were destroying our suburbs. You know that, right? I don't know. Somebody said, you're just doing okay in the suburbs. I said, how can I do okay? I saved the suburbs.
Biden at a CNN town hall near Scranton, Pennsylvania, again criticizing the president for his coronavirus response. A firefighter has died battling a wildfire in California. The death occurred this morning in the San Bernardino National Forest as crews battled the El Dorado fire. More than 17,000 firefighters are in California battling more than two dozen major fires. More than 6,000 firefighters facing about a dozen blazes in Oregon, where rain could help to put out the flames, but could also trigger mudslides and cause flooding. Israel is trying to get a handle on a growing coronavirus outbreak. Correspondent Joseph Krauss in Jerusalem.
Today, Israel will be going back into a nationwide lockdown. This comes after months in which coronavirus cases have steadily been growing in the country. It's now seeing about 5,000 new cases each day, and there have been increasingly dire warnings from health officials that if this keeps up, it could overwhelm Israel's hospitals.
The lockdown coincides with the Jewish high holidays. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 50 points, the Nasdaq off 81. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. I'm still not famous, but you might remember that I started Harry's because I was tired of overpaying for razors. It always felt like big brands were taking advantage of us. Every time they improved something back then, prices seemed to go up. At Harry's, we take a different approach. Today, I'm proud to introduce our sharpest blades ever, available at the same price as before, as low as $2 each. They're a new, sharper version of our German-engineered blades. Guys who shave 4 days a week have told us that with our new blades, their eighth shave is as smooth as their first. And we stand by that, with a 100% money-back quality guarantee at Harry's.com. Millions have already made the switch to Harry's. And we hope you will, too, with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set featuring our new, sharper blade, a weighted razor handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388.
The UN has been holding an urgent debate on alleged human rights violations by the authorities in Belarus.
The UN Human Rights Commissioner, Michelle Bachelet, has already sounded the alarm at the situation in Belarus, saying her office has received reports of hundreds of cases of torture and ill-treatment of protesters by Belarusian security services. Now UN member states will debate the situation too and hear directly from opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. The resolution from the European Union expresses grave concern at the reports of torture, calls on Belarus to end the use of excessive force immediately and to release all political detainees, journalists and human rights activists.
And that's BBC correspondent Imogene Folks following developments from Geneva. News and analysis at townhall.com. The man who wrote the novel Forrest Gump has died at the age of 77.
Run, Forrest, run!
Winston Groom's novel, Forrest Gump, about a slow-witted Alabama man who took part in or witnessed key historic events in the second half of the 20th century, became a cultural hit in 1994 when Tom Hanks starred in the Oscar-winning film.
Now, my mom always told me that miracles happen every day. Some people don't think so, but they do.
Gump was on the University of Alabama campus during Governor George Wallace's Stand in the Schoolhouse Door, just as Groom was before he graduated in 1965. Gump was a Vietnam vet, as was Groom. I'm Tim McGuire.
Federal judge in Washington State has blocked Postal Service changes sought by the Trump administration. Judge issuing a temporary injunction sought by 14 states that sued the administration and the post office. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center here the 18th of September. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. I have Jared at the helm. And tell us what the weather's going to look like, buddy.
Well, it's currently 68 degrees. Today we have a slight chance of showers. And it's going to be smoky. We have a high of 80, a low of 56. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high of 85, a low of 59. On Sunday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 92, a low of 59. And on Monday, sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 58.
Okay, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned out of Anderson, a locally run business, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Give outstanding service. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. And let's go to the phones for a very quick comment by Nick.
I mean, really quick. Hey, Carl, you're biased in favor of the casino move bleeds through on the computer, and you're discussed about the...
Wait a minute. It bleeds through? That?
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah.
Are you kidding? No, I am all for. I am all for that casino being going there.
That's what I mean. You're biased for
it. Yeah. Okay.
So, that being said, the way you've been going on about the city of Reading selling that piece of property here and your disappointment with that comes through also. Sunday at 8 a.m. on
sleazy.
The first episode of Government Watchdog, I'm going to expose some more sneakies that the city of Reading has pulled over the years.
Okay.
So, I urge your listeners
oh,
to
so
listen.
You were
in.
Cheering me on, Nick. Is that what you were doing?
No, I'm not cheering you on. I'm against the move.
And I understand
see the crime
that.
And the inebriated yeah. drivers but and no. the all that the homelessness moved over to my side of town. But we'll talk about that another time.
You've
and
got some land,
as
don't
I can
you?
Be, my son.
Don't you have some land over? You got room for homeless?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, Nick, you've got your show. It's going to be at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning from Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
That's right. All right. Tune
right.
in.
Thank
be
you.
There. Be
Bye.
Square. Bye.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to it.
yeah. Well, you know what? This is an opinion show, and I've rolled in on different subjects, and I'm not. You know what? There isn't one that I'd back up on. I will admit I've been wrong on one, and that was the Measure A. I was totally wrong. I actually thought it might have had a shot, and everybody was telling me no. Well, I was, you know, the tax raise or for the jail. I was totally wrong on that. I mean, I was really wrong on that.
It's hard to tell, any of these.
Well, you know, Measure D, the one before that for raising taxes, I was not for that. I was for the building of the Sheridan. I thought that was going to be good for our town and all that. So, yeah, but I'm of this thing, and I know it is, if you have the land, the city of Reading sells you the land. Then you ought to have a really good shot. They should not be writing letters of opposition. I mean, what did they think that the tribe was going to do with the land? Make it into grazing?
In the end, I think it all really, in my opinion, it's all been a matter of negotiations. And this has really been negotiations. A lot of them happened in private. Some have happened in public. But, you know, just talking with the anybody I've talked to at the Rancheria or the city, it really has been, all of this has been about back and forth negotiations. Been a lot of pieces of that puzzle over years, really, and that's in the end what it all boils down
that's
to.
That's what it happens. So. Of course, I'm here with House Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and you know, Cameron sat in for me one day, and you did a great job here. But,
Thank you.
Yeah, in fact, let me just hand this thing over to you about another 6 months. A few more days like the other day, and let me get it earlier. Okay. We went out and looked at a place just because at in-law quarters, and we're talking to our parents about moving up here. $775,000. 7 acres. And all that, but they're going to sell it. They're going to sell it. The house is fine, but you look at that surrounding 7 acres. It's got trees. It's got other things on it, and like deadfalls and things. That's going to to clean that out. It's going to take money, and I'm sure they're going to probably get what they want out of that. Am I wrong?
Tough to tell, but I'll tell you right now. There's an awful lot of demand. There just is a lot of demand. We're not seeing the market isn't as hot up at that level as it is at, say, the 200 to 300 range, or really anything under 300. But yeah, right now in the real estate market, you have it even priced appropriately. It's going to sell. Personally, and I know the in-law quarter thing is pretty popular. I know that Cassie and I have made a pact. We are not going to be buying any houses at any time with an in-law quarters. For our folks to move in, we've got reservations for them at local retirement homes. They don't know about that.
They live close enough. So what do you think of that? When you hear your son say that, Bruce?
Well, that's in-laws. He didn't mention parents.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, you're talking about Cassie's parents.
No, I'm talking about both, all the way across. Yeah. No, in fact, my father-in-law, he's coming down tonight to stay with us. We're going hunting tomorrow morning. But he actually brought up to me, he said, when we sold his house down in Happy Valley before he bought the one in Fall River, he said, I really want to move my trailer into your guys' house, next to your house in Mary Lake, and just live there for a while till I find another place. And, of course, I had to explain to him that the CC&Rs, are very clear, and I brought them out and showed them to him, do not allow for someone to live in a secondary unit like that in a mobile trailer next to the house. I may have stretched the truth a little bit when I told him it was a felony to violate the CC&Rs. Maybe just a little. I said, sheriff's going to show up. They're going to arrest you, impound the vehicle. That might have been a little bit,
Take your grandchildren away
right.
from them.
This is
going to be,
But it's actually become a very big issue, and we covered it last month on the show a little bit, but these ADUs, and whether it's converting a garage, whether it's putting a unit in the back, whether it's converting portion of the house to an in-law unit,
right.
is a very big trend going on in California right now. And California, really Sacramento, came in and said to all the local jurisdictions, you're going to have to allow this. You're not going to get out of it. You're not going to try and use certain conditions and things to eliminate it. You can't do minimum lot sizes. You can't do excessive setbacks. Even historical designations, there's all kinds of things that you used to be able to deny an ADU, which is, that little house in the back, a casita.
So tell people what ADU means.
Accessory dwelling unit.
Okay.
So that's a casita.
This is like building a cabana in your backyard that people can live in.
Well, and this is all brought on the fact that we're 3 million homes short in the state of California. So there's not enough housing and there's not enough being built. It'll get worse before it gets better. So this is just a different avenue as far as housing. And so they've made it very convenient and easy to do. When you mentioned the 775, you get somebody from the Bay Area, and they get 7 acres with a really nice home.
It's got a pool on it.
And
in-law quarters, which is already rented.
They will think that they died and went to heaven.
Yeah.
We had a home recently up in Sunset Terrace, Rob listed, and for $450. And actually, it was a two-bedroom home, but really, really nice with a pool. Within 24 hours, he had five offers for $450, and before they could address all the offers, another offer came in from a Bay Area couple for $490. So it sold $40,000 above list price, and they couldn't have been happier. $490 for that type of home.
And this is my friends that are listening here that, you know, have been raised and have been living here a long time, and we've gone through these. Linda, in fact, Linda bought our house through you,
right,
you know, before we had met, and it was at during that time when the rates were up, and then of course the rates went down, but now we're going to make money on this house if we turned around and sold it, and it's right downtown, and it's, I mean, it's in good shape and all that, but still, because of, there's what, 500 houses available?
Yeah, just about. We're right at that. I checked yesterday. I think we're 504. We got below five for a little while, but we're hanging right
now. And of those five, of those 500 that are available, some of them are really not even habitable, I'm sure.
They're not habitable, and they're not necessarily in this direct area even. Yeah. You know, you're talking about something in Bernie or, you know, some of those are even, we have a reciprocal agreement with Tehama County, so some of those are south of the county line. You know, really, you talk about the greater Reading area, which center mass of the county, I call it. We're still just slightly over 300 homes. And within the city of Reading, you're well under 200 homes in city limits with REU power, which is usually how we designate that.
Well, we got to take a break here. And one of the chat room people, a neighbor here, has renovated the garage into a room and is building a garage in front of it. So I guess you can do that.
You can.
You mentioned 5 wooded acres with a year-round creek and Oak Run, and you've got pot growers just, you know, throwing money at you, probably. Okay. Of course, I'm here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Worst owns Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and he's been doing it for a couple of decades. It's a veteran-owned business. He comes from the old school of making sure that he repairs your windshields, whether it's a small chip or a large crack. He does it safely, and he's concerned about your family. He wants to make sure your family's safe, that you're not driving down the road, and all of a sudden that little chip becomes a wide crack that causes you to, that could, you know what, could ruin your whole day when something like that happens. Take it down to Jeff at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with House of Realty, 8:16 in the morning, and it's approximately 68 degrees, going up to 82 today.
Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms, small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Lyft and Uber Technologies.
Times are tough. A pandemic. Historic unemployment.
So what do Sacramento politicians do? Pass a new law trying to make it illegal for rideshare and food delivery drivers to work as independent contractors.
Politicians are taking away drivers' right to work how they want, putting hundreds of thousands of drivers out of work, and threatening to shut down rideshare and delivery services.
At the worst possible time.
That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects drivers' right to work as independent contractors, saving hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers by a 4-to-1 margin.
And by the California Small Business Association and the California Peace Officers Association.
They all urge you to vote yes on 22 to save app-based jobs and services.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. Local family farmer Dennis Burrison was facing a serious problem that would have put his farm out of business. Dennis reached out to me, and I went right to work on it.
Our family farm employs dozens of local workers. We're a multi-generational, family-run American business. In 2019, a foreign corporation was trying to shut down our farm and every other California olive farm. No one was listening except for Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Doug personally led the effort that saved small farms like ours and the jobs they create. I want to thank Doug LaMalfa for taking swift action and looking out for us.
As your representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucracy. This isn't about politics. It's about making a difference for the North State. It's about protecting people from a government that often doesn't care if regular people get hurt by bad policy. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and it's my honor to serve you in Congress. That's why I approved this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. What's that music?
It is Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, then that's different. You know?
I'm playing it because it's the 50th anniversary of his death today.
Oh. Well, you know what other kind of... This is the Air Force birthday. Off we go into the wild blue yonder. It's HIV, AIDS, and Aging Awareness Day. I don't know why they have HIV, AIDS, and aging all in the same sentence. POW and MIA Recognition Day is very important. Tradesman Day. And, of course, Cheeseburger Day. So here's your chance to go out and participate in this. You can thank an Air Force airman for serving this country. Have a cheeseburger. Buy him a cheeseburger. I'm here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty. So I break myself up sometimes. And they're on once a month, and we get some just spectacular information and insight into the real estate market. And the we're also fortunate because Cameron's also on the Planning Commission. So, and you're able to open up about some things that are happening or the way it's
absolutely
looking. And I was driving down Pine Street today, and I just kind of looked over to where K2's been building. I mean, that place is, I mean, it looks good.
It does.
And they're getting close. It looks like, I mean, I don't know how close, but
they're getting there.
They're getting there right now.
No, it's a substantial project, and I think a lot of people didn't really understand the scope of it,
yeah.
You know, really when it was on paper.
Yeah.
Now you can really see it. And I think the other one, too, and we get a lot of questions about this, is where the road's going. Because this is opening up what has for years, decades, been the downtown mall,
yeah,
then the downtown promenade. And so Market Street will be cutting south all the way down to Yuba.
Okay, so if you're driving by our studios, and we go out there and we watch them, it's going to open the street, and where you right now at Market and Tehama, you have to take a right or left. Now
yes,
you're going to be able to go another block.
Couple blocks
down through in that area where the promenade was, in between, you know, like the Shasta College dental program, and on the left, it would be like from the hearth, and go down to Yuba Street. At which point you can go right or left?
Yes, and you can go left to over to Pine. I mean,
right,
it'll open up that circulation, and in some of those still they're still working on some right of way issues.
Sure.
So you've got some old buildings that are in there, and
uh-huh,
it makes it difficult because some of those buildings, for example, the one that would extend Market that one last block down to Placer,
mm-hmm,
we now have that atrium building that sticks out now,
mm-hmm,
into Market Street.
Yeah.
So there are in some cases, and also on Butte Street, there's a couple of them that aren't going to cut through yet all the way. It's not fully opened up.
Okay.
And the city has that map online. You can really,
right,
go through and see it. Some of them are also one way. just, you know, single lane going in one direction. Sure. But they're working on that. And the overall idea is to open it all back up again someday to full through traffic.
And then when you hit Yuba Street, you'll be able to take a right and go to, well, yeah, and head toward the post office and down right. the hotel and everything. What this does is, especially with all the new construction, in my opinion, now you have streets and sidewalks, and you'll be able to see. I'm sure you're going to see some new businesses because when they fill these places up with people, also people are going to be coming downtown more. You can walk more around down here, and they're already working really hard, putting umbrellas up and all these places. So
it's interesting with COVID. I wonder if the Knott family has any pre-leased space down below, because that. There was a question as whether you could have office or it had to be retail. But with so many places closing, it's going to be interesting. And then if they do locate there, there's still the question as to parking.
Yes. This is a serious question. And they just opened up, I think, 75 spots across on Placer, across from Enjoy the Store.
Placer in California.
And that's taken a lot of pressure off them. Because not only do you get the parking structure ripped down, then there's no traffic control, i.e. people getting tickets on the street. And then you get COVID. So then you didn't have to worry about people parking on the street because nobody was out. So, and from what I understand, Danny said on the show that the first thing they're going to build is a parking structure. Here.
Yes, and that parking structure has gotten larger in terms of what was initially planned.
Uh-huh.
They've added some floors, and where they've done that, too, is they've made some partnerships with Shasta College.
Oh, okay.
And so Shasta College has found some funding to be able to help make that thing larger some of their students.
Oh, yeah, that makes a big difference around here. Now, I don't know if people realize, but I think the cost of building a parking structure, it averages out to like $50,000 per space.
Yeah.
You think about that. You get 300 spaces in there times $50,000. That's a lot of money.
It's expensive.
Yeah, and then the maintenance and upkeep, which wasn't done with our last parking structure, which is why it was coming apart. So it's going to be expensive, and yes, there is going to be you're going to pay to park there. But
and I can see, especially with regards to the structure, that hey, okay, if we need to do that, we need to do the pay for that.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing, is for the maintenance on it and keeping it clean and probably security.
Yeah,
also. So I think that's where the money goes.
Absolutely, I think the key is then the street parking. There's two phases to this parking strategy. And not so concerned about the first phase, which is really the construction duration of the Block 7 project, which is that the old parking structure. It's the phase two that I'm substantially worried about. And again, from a planning perspective, I don't think it's good policy. The phase two really calls for a complete revamping of parking downtown. So, yes, we've added some parking lots and some other parking in some other areas. Most of it, unfortunately, is just on the north end up here. There really hasn't been any addition on the south side of downtown. The other problem we have is it calls for parking meters, smart parking meters, for every single on-street parking spot in all of downtown, and massively increased enforcement. And I think the problem is with that is you're going to create a hostile environment downtown. We don't have a downtown, even with the revitalization and the projects that are coming forward. We don't have a downtown that's our central commercial core. It just is not in this city. Reading is odd. We are very, very large, 62 square miles.
Yeah, our footprint is huge.
Number of people we have. Yeah. We have commercial centers that have popped up in other areas of the town other than downtown. Downtown doesn't even rank in the top three. Of really major commercial areas, within Reading. And those areas, there's no discussion of parking meters or anything else. Somebody comes downtown, they've got to sit there and mess with a smart meter, and they're having an error on their app. Some issue goes on, they get frustrated. Finally, they go and they pay money or they do whatever it is. Then they go in, they have lunch, they go, gosh, let me go run this errand over here, drop this off at the post office. Takes too long, they come back. Now they got a parking ticket. They're going to go, you know what, forget about it. Next time I'm going to go have lunch over on Hilltop, or I'm going to go out somewhere over on Churn Creek, or I'm going to go up to some other area of town. They're just going to start to avoid it. The other trouble you have is that people, it's the circling. And people don't realize this. I know sometimes you put out a map, for example, of the mall, the Mount Shasta Mall, and say, yeah. Gosh, look, you're going from point A to point B, and it's look where you're going from downtown from point A to point B, and you don't have any problem doing it out at the mall, so you're not going to have any problem doing it downtown. But they're apples and oranges. Number one, they always measure that from the middle of the mall, not the front door. And the other part is, you go out to the mall, you go drive into that parking lot, you go down in front of Penny's there, for example, you take a right, you go down as far as you need to hit a parking spot, and you park. And you're done, you get out, you go. Very quick. Here in downtown, you may go circle around. You may drive up Placer, go past California. You're kind of looking along Placer, don't see anything in front of the Enjoy store. You don't see anything in front of the U.S. Bank. Now you're taking a left on Pine. You go, you take a left on Pine, now you're looking, you're like, now you're getting quite a ways away from your destination. So now you're going to go all the way around, you're going to do the loop, you're going to come back, and now you're looking on California Street. Guys, you don't see anything on California Street. The lot's full up at the old Rabba across from the old RPD. Now you don't see anything in there. Now all of a sudden you spent quite a bit of time. Now maybe you do finally find that spot. You got to take another couple of minutes, you know, a little bit more time, mess with the meter, go through all that. Now you're going back. Now, as soon as you get to the sidewalk, you don't walk straight to Penny's like you do in the Mount Shasta Mall. Now you got to wait for the red light. Then you got to wait for the next red light. Then you walk another block, and it's another red light. Those are the problems. And then next thing you know, people are taking 10, 15 minutes to get from when they first pulled and drove in front of the place they want to go downtown to when they actually walk in the front door of that place downtown. You're going to start to see that frustration.
Well, you know, a couple of things that they did try and mitigate it. We've got, as one of our people pointed out in here, you've got the RPD cadets driving Dash, which are those little electric people movers, to help with that. But I absolutely agree with what you're saying, of course, because that is a problem. To have a viable downtown means that you got to, you know, people are going to have to change mindsets too. I'm going to have to walk 100 yards. Well, you know, but we've gotten so used to parking, like, right there. But the question was, and then we got to take a break and get back for, you know, a smart meter, is that something you use with a credit card, or is that, can you put money into it? Or
usually it's an app, a credit card. You can do, you can put money directly into it, but the idea is you use an app. And I won't name names, but there are people I know that really would, if we had to sit there and struggle with an app and Venmo and any other means of having to do something like that.
Yeah.
People that are not very tech savvy would struggle with it and have problems. It happens in other cities. And I would just say one last thing.
He's looking at me.
People, I wasn't going to name names.
He was glancing at your direction.
But I hear that often, Carl, that people are going to have to change their mindset. And the problem with that is people don't have to do anything. They don't have to come downtown.
That's right.
That's the problem. And people say, well, when they go down, they just have to change their mindset. They're going to have to walk 4 or 5 blocks downtown. No, they can go across town.
No, they don't.
To go eat, to go use services, do whatever else. They don't have
to come
here in the first place.
I love that.
And that's
the hard
part.
Change your mindset. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to play your silly game. It's 114 degrees. I'm just going to drive over to Sierra Gibbs instead of walking
down
the street here.
Exactly. And that's the forgotten part.
And by the way, we had smarter parking meters out here in front, you know, in front of our place. And what we found is that our homeless group, or our thugs out there, they if you hit it just right, it opens up, and they take all the money out of it.
Yep.
And that was happening to everyone around here. Well, the thing about the old parking meters, if that happens, okay, you put another one on there. With the ones that were electronic, it was costing more to repair it than was to buy it. So that's why they started pulling them out of here. So
yeah, interesting.
So, yeah. Anyway, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. And Four Winds Jewelry, you can just park right in front of it, get out of your car, walk into an air-conditioned store. Rebecca and Henry are there. They've got a great selection of jewelry. In fact, Linda pointed someone out to me, and I called Rebecca thinking what a big surprise this would be for Christmas. Then I realized it would be a big surprise for 12 Christmases. but they have a super selection. They're ranging from Native American to specifically designed and built jewelry. in their store. Super People, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. You know, Sharon Clark has picked up the slack for people that could not get out to the COVID, because of COVID, getting out to their regular jobs, helping people. Well, she got her people out there and expanding her business, and she's looking for some amazing caregivers. If this is something you thought you'd like to do, either full-time or part-time, give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and Home Helpers is there for you. It's probably the premier industry, the premier person in the industry up here helping take care of people. I'm here with House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. We've talked about the number of houses that are for sale in our area here, and it's like 504, and it usually runs, if I remember right, around 2,000. So that tells you something. And yes, the people from the Bay Area are up here, and they are here with cash.
Yes.
And is that going to have an impact in our community, you think?
Well, yeah. I remember this market comparable in 2006 and 2007. It wasn't a real healthy market because there was panic buying.
Yeah.
And then we took the big fall of the Great Recession. But right now, I think with people being able to work from home, we're starting to see people from the Bay Area that couldn't afford to buy down there, and they're coming up here, and they have $200,000-$400,000 a year jobs. So they and with rates where they are, they can come up and leave a two bedroom apartment in the Bay Area that they're paying $4,500 for, and buy a beautiful home and have a $2,000 a month payment.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to circle back to this, but there's three things that are happening right now in Sacramento that could have a huge impact, right?
Yeah, the proposition statewide that are coming up on the November ballot. And, you know, really from our standpoint, we were discussing this yesterday at our legislative committee meeting for the Shasta Association of Realtors, Prop 15, Prop 19, and Prop 21. And just a quick synopsis of each. Prop 15 is the split roll property tax. So that takes...
This is bad.
It's bad. This will hurt.
Bad.
This is bad. This is people just think, oh, it's just for businesses over $5 million, something like that, $3 million or something.
It's supposed to be... People think, okay, it's just for commercial properties or industrial that are valued at $3 million or more.
Okay.
The way it really works is if the owner of that building owns more than $3 million worth of real estate, then all of their properties become taxed, get reassessed, and lose their Prop 13 protections. So you may be a small nail salon or a restaurant or a little bakery or a flower shop or what have you, a little small business here, and you're in a $400,000 or $500,000 building.
Mm-hmm.
But the owner happens to have other real estate holdings that total over $3 million, and now all of a sudden he's owned this building for 40 years. Now all of a sudden there you are in this building. Now all of a sudden the tax is literally quadruple. We're not talking going up 10, 20%.
They do it at today's property values.
Today's values.
Right.
So all of a sudden now this may be going up 300, 400, 500 times what it currently is, and they're going to pass that along to the tenants.
We can just use Chevron Square right here.
Yeah.
You know, this is I don't know how much it's worth, but I don't think that this is Nathan's only piece of property in his family. And so he gets hit with a 400% tax raise. Carl and Linda get hit with a 400% tax rate, or, you know, our lease goes up. The people next to us goes up. The people next to them go up. And during this time when everybody's still trying to recover from COVID, and COVID's not over.
Yeah. It would be disastrous. It really would. There's so many people working on such slim margins right now. And if their rent triples or doubles or, you know, it's going to create huge vacancy. The irony is the value of those buildings will go down tremendously because most of the time they're based, the evaluation on income.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's a lose-lose. And I know the teachers associations and whatever looking to generate, and they said it could generate up to $12 billion a year, but it would be really detrimental to the real estate market. And, you know, down in the Bay Area, there's a lot of single buildings that aren't that much that are valued over $3 million.
Oh, absolutely.
But you go to San Francisco right now, I read Willie Brown in the Chronicle every Sunday morning. He takes his walks, and he has whole blocks that are vacant. Restaurants that have closed, small businesses that have closed, and I mean it'll triple that.
Well, let me ask you this. So you'd be saying no on the split.
No on Prop 15.
No, absolutely. On Prop 15. And I frankly haven't heard of anybody that thinks this is a good idea except Sacramento.
Well, and really where it's the primary backing is, it's coming from this, is LA. So LA Unified School District, which has been in severe financial trouble, which I'm pretty sure is the largest school district I know in the state and probably the country. Huge, huge school district. Massive financial problems due to, you know, mismanagement. They had a tax increase down there 2-3 years ago, and in order to help them with teacher recruitment, retention, developmentally disabled student programs, everything else, all that money's gone. In that amount of time, it's already gone, and they're already saying, listen, we need more money. And their pension problems, the other problems they're having down there are immense, and they are looking at this going, this is going to be our savior. So it's really those entities, which then, you know, LA Unified, which then talks to California Teachers Association, some of these others going, hey, we need this money coming in. But I think the estimates, I've read the studies on it, I think the estimates are high in terms of how much it's going to bring in total. Because they don't look at the negative ramifications. I think what's going to do to smaller and rural communities has been understated. It's going to be pretty drastic.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, if the intended and unintended consequences are going to be really dramatic. The other thing, too, and I think this goes worth saying, is the common argument, and I've said this before, is that you can have two businesses that are identical next to each other, two buildings. And one was purchased 40 years ago, one was purchased last year. One's paying much more taxes than the other in terms of property taxes.
Right.
So one is subsidizing the other, is what the proponents of this measure keep
saying. Yeah.
And I always use this analogy. So, Carl, if you're paying $3 in taxes and I'm paying $5, you could say that I'm subsidizing you because I'm paying more. Okay, fine. If you even it out and we're both paying $4, total of $8, again, then it would be equal. What this does is raises it from 3 to 5.
Right.
So now I'm still paying $5. I was paying $5 and told I'm subsidizing you. Now you're paying $5, and all of a sudden I'm still paying the same amount. So wait a minute. If I was subsidizing and you're paying more, shouldn't mine come down? And that doesn't happen here. Well, that's why it's not a subsidy.
The other thing I read about this is there isn't one business out there. See, they're looking at places like Disney and all the big buck guys. There isn't a business out there that's not going to fight it. You know, they're going to fight the new appraisals or how much how much it's worth. They're going to fight it, and they're going to fight it in court.
Darn right.
Plus, there are not enough assessors out there to even start to address this. I think L.A. has backed up something like, what is it, 20,000 assessments already, and then when this happens, it's going to crash the system. But they don't care.
No. It's a money grab, and that makes it hard.
Yeah.
But definitely no on Prop 15. Prop 21 is the other one, which is rent control.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back
here.
This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy is going to be on the show a week from Monday, and we're going to talk about not only the insurance, what's happening with all these fires, how people are losing their insurance, not because their home was in a fire, but because they're in that general area, and what you can do about that. And what about the health insurance crisis that's going on, in the sense of there is health insurance out there. It is reasonably priced. We're going to talk about that and other aspects of insurance and financial planning that Maxwell Insurance and Financial has done so well since 1993. You can give her a call at 221-0441 or just stop by, 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, calling in the bottom, and it's on assignment. It is our last segment, 8:52 in the morning, 68 degrees, going up to 82 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. A little hazy when you get north because there's fires everywhere. We're here with the House of Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and we've talked about the downtown planning, the downtown, you know, with the parking. We've talked about the Proposition 15, which is will raise the split rolls, they call it. It's not going to supposedly not touch your personal property, just business property, and how that can raise your monthly lease, because people can raise your monthly lease in conjunction to how much in their taxes are paying. So you may get a $200 extra bill a month on your lease for your property.
Or higher. I think the fear, too, is this is a result of Prop 13 back in 1979. Mm-hmm. And if they do this, you have to believe residential
it's gotta be next.
Would be next.
And then they're going to go, well, but it's only going to be for those $1 million, $2 million properties, which is ridiculous, because in some areas, I mean, a $2 million property is your in-law quarters here in Shasta County.
Yeah. So but the same argument being used for this, mm-hmm. which is that you've got some properties paying much, much more in property taxes than the property next door.
Is the nasty old rich people.
Is the same argument that will be used against the residential.
And it's going to it'll come. You just know it's going to come. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's another proposition.
Two others real quick. Prop 21, which is rent control. And again, what happened, they tried this 2 years ago. They put it on the ballot. It failed. They said, we're going to try and put it on the ballot again. So the legislature and the governor said, fine, we're going to actually pass legislation at putting rent control statewide, which they did. So you can't raise rents more than on in this. There are exemptions, but more than 5% plus inflation, and got rid of no cause evictions. And so they said, by doing this, it'll keep it off the ballot in 2020. Well, they passed the legislation, and then this group stepped in again and said, we're still going to put it on. So they put the extra rent control on the ballot with Prop 21. Again, this has been studied ad nauseum. It is one of the main reasons we have a housing shortage in California. It is bad policy. Rent control does not work. And it only thinks about the people that are currently in their particular unit with the assumption that they'll never, ever leave till they die. So if you ever have to leave that and go somewhere else, your rent's going to be drastically higher because you do that. So what they're doing is there's state laws in place, something called the Costa-Hawkins Act, that's in place that limits substantially a local jurisdiction's ability to implement rent control. When this basically repeals that act. So it allows cities and counties to add and implement rent control citywide,
limiting
countywide.
How much you can raise it or charge. Is that?
Yeah, and again, it may sound good on at the front, but the problem is when somebody says, "Hey, should I go out and build an apartment complex and add 100 very, very needed residential units, housing units to an area?" They're going to go, "Forget it. I'm not going to spend the money. I'm not going to make the investment."
Because you can't raise...
It wouldn't pencil.
It wouldn't pencil out. Well, I was in New York a couple of years ago. Front page news was what was happening with rent control there is people that are in their apartments there, okay. But then people that were moving out, they were renovating all of this, and they made the people's lives miserable. Yeah. Constant noise, water being cut off, electricity being cut off. Almost forcing people to move out because so they could get past that.
I got a cousin doing that in Oakland right now. She goes, we're stuck. We're rent controlled in. We've been down here about a decade. We go move anywhere else, our rent's going to double now because no new housing has been added.
Right.
And yeah, the building's falling apart. The landlord doesn't have any money for maintenance. It's in terrible shape. She's got arcing. Every outlet in the place arcs. She's got bugs. She's got water problems, leaks, everything. I mean, it's a
because they don't make enough money to spend millions that take or hundreds of thousands.
Where are they going to go? What are they going to do? Yeah. It really creates a lot of problems.
Just a quick point. California Association of Realtors has been studying rent control since the early 90s in Berkeley. And rent control does not work. The only solution is supply. And the irony is they're making it harder and harder to create supply. So it's kind of a vicious circle here.
Well, didn't Governor Newsom promise us 3 million new units? Have we seen that yet?
Well, with the fires, I think we've gone backwards.
Well, we actually have. He was going to propose 500,000 housing units annually.
Yeah.
And currently we've got less being built than prior to him being governor. So that's certainly not working.
Well, he says a lot of things that don't work.
Right. I would agree.
Yeah. It's kind of an amusement that when he used to do Newsom at Noon, just to see what would happen next. Yeah. Is there one more of these?
Really quickly I'll cover.
Yeah, because we only got a minute.
Which is a yes on this Prop 19, and it's called portability. So what it does is basically if you live in one county, and really this is meant for seniors, you've lived, you've worked in say the Bay Area, you want to leave from there, but you need to buy a new house, say up here in Shasta County or anywhere else, you basically take that tax basis that you've had and you get to move it just once up to another, over to another county, and keep that tax basis. Any excess revenue off of that goes towards fire prevention, wildfire prevention programs. It's a good proposition.
You need to explain this. So if I've got a certain tax rate in Southern California and I move up here, if it's lower than the one up here, I can keep it. Is that what you mean?
You can keep it. So it's trying to get people, again, what it's doing is trying to free up some of this housing. People are staying in their homes because of Prop 13, they're staying where
My taxes are lower than if I moved up here.
Than if I moved up here. So they're trying to do that. It's a good thing. Get some rotation going. Get some things. Last thing, too, we wanted to just mention, I think this is a big deal for the city of Reading. Larry Voppel, who's the Development Services Director, is leaving. He's moving down to Big Bear Lake. And for those that aren't aware, that's building, planning. He was in charge of economic development, our GIS systems.
He did a lot of very favorable things here. But he never did buy a house, I don't think. I think he just rented. I could be wrong. But when you only rent a house, it tells me that you're not planning on being here.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I've never asked Larry.
Well, you might. Anyway, hey, thank you so much, Bruce and Cameron, and House of Realty. Third Friday of every month, they're going to be here with us. So, hey, everybody, have a great weekend on.